This is VOA News. We have remote. I'm Krista Melton.
Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other on Sunday of breaking a new humanitarian truce in the disputed breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region just hours after the truce took effect. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke out against the hostilities. In a statement, he condemned all attacks on populated areas impacted by the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. Earlier Sunday, Azerbaijan and Armenia announced they had agreed to the new ceasefire, effective immediately in the second attempt in a week to end 3 weeks of fighting in the region. The announcements came after Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke by phone with both his Armenian and Azeri counterparts. Lavrov and French President Emmanuel Macron both stressed that the ceasefire must be strictly observed. A suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-packed vehicle outside a provincial police headquarters in central Afghanistan, killing at least 15 people and wounding more than 150 others. Afghan officials condemned Sunday's attack in Ghor province as an act of terrorism, saying most of the victims were civilians. The powerful blast also damaged nearby government offices. The head of the provincial hospital told VOA that a number of injured people are in critical condition, meaning the death toll could rise. No group has claimed responsibility, although the Afghan Interior Ministry has blamed Taliban insurgents. The U.S. continues to lead the world in coronavirus cases with 8.1 million infections. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported on Sunday that there are nearly 39.7 million COVID infections worldwide and 1.1 million deaths from the virus. More on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.